Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
In 2013, two brutal murders left the city of Davis, California, paralyzed in fear.
The victims were an elderly couple. It was up close and personal.
I'm 48 Hours correspondent Erin Moriarty. I thought I had seen it all until I encountered the mastermind behind those murders.
I think the word is psychotic.
This is 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders. Follow and listen to 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We didn't really gloss over it, but you're not going to go into great detail. But the Scadaboo injury just was, sports is so cruel. If there's, you know, obviously Dart is the premier guy in town right now. You don't want to see him get hurt. But Scadaboo's right there. Coming off the excitement about the Nick game, the energy that he's had, everything that he brings, to have that, like an injury would have been bad enough, to have that injury happen where immediately you know that it's over for the year. I mean, dude, that is just, the sports are cruel, man. That's brutal.
I didn't even think about it again. Just, you know, I didn't see it right away. I thought maybe it was his knee, just the way he landed. Yeah. And then I'm like, no way. And is that his ankle dangling? Dude. And it was, as we know, so awful. I mean, what he's brought to the city, what he's brought to the Giant fan base in, you know, 6-7 weeks here when he really started getting a lot of carries and a lot of reps. It's impossible to quantify because he represented hope and tenacity and still a swag. So, I mean, the bad news is the obvious. The good news is, as heinous as these ankle dislocations look, he's going to be fine. You know, to me, if I'm a running back, would I rather have that happen to me or rupture my Achilles?
Right.
Or maybe even, you know, blow out my knee. I think I'd rather have the ankle dislocation. As long as
what's the timeline on that?
Yeah, I got you. As long as there's no, an infection. And we've seen that before. Then, God forbid, that all bets are off. And I'd knock on wood, that's not going to happen. But he'll be back for week one next year. He'll be fine for camp. Dak Prescott had this. It's the same thing. Okay. It just looks like so much. And again, it's not a pulled hamstring. I'm not trying to minimize it, but when you see whether it's the hand or an extremity dangling in a direction that it shouldn't, I mean, I think the first thing to think is this poor kid his career's over before it started.
Or at least it's compromised.
He'll be all right.
BT, it's Al on the Fan, WFAN NFL Football, powered by Verizon. Get your local Verizon store today. Justin calling from Dobbs Ferry. What's up, Justin?
Hey, what's going on? Looking at this season here, going back with Gable's track record in the division, how many games do you think he won in the division in the NFC East?
Five. Okay.
Five, 16-1.
Yeah, well, even when they beat the Vikings, I think they were 1-4-1 that year in the division, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. It was 1-4-1 in the division. He got the coach of the year. And now they showed in the first 58 games in the NFL, anybody that made it to 58 games didn't get fired before that. He has the worst records. 27-1.
Yeah, they just don't win. So you can make excuses. Not make excuses. You could say, well, I need to see a little bit more. Let's see him develop this and that. I feel like it's hard to argue for Brian Daboll, especially when you factor in what Saquon Barkley did the year after leaving and what Daniel Jones is doing in Indianapolis. I mean, that is an indictment of Brian Daboll, is it not? Not to mention his actual record. You can't be giving away games the way he has the last couple of years and expect to keep your job.
Yeah, and at the end of this year, what's his record going to be? 20, you know, have how many wins? 24 wins and 45 losses? It's like, come on. It's like, we tried. Now it's get with somebody else that's coming.
I mean, it's 4 years, and thanks for the call, Justin. Good. It's 4 years, BT. That's the thing. If this were your two or three, understood, and I was saying going into the year, like if you're going to have the rookie quarterback, it should really be like it's year one this year, and then year two you could evaluate. And I do understand that thought process. I mean, that was my thought process. However, the way that things have gone here, like I have no faith that even if Jackson Dart is the right guy and he can score a lot of points with Dable, and there's proof to, there's reason to believe that that is the case because there is proof of that, that he's not going to be able to win any games. It's the same thing, Shane and Dable. They have not been able to win any football games. And if I ask you, like, the final nine games.
Well, I remember, we talked about this a little bit on Friday. I think the Giants, especially with, without Scatterboo now, I think the Giants probably finish, I'd say probably 4-13. Maybe 5-12, not more than that.
I think they still could win. Those last four games are very winnable. Now, again, who knows with Jaden Daniels, but you're right. Scatterboo out now, that impacts things. Vikings aren't very good. Raiders, Cowboys. I mean, bare minimum, they should get two of those games. And at least one of the next five, no?
Well, I mean, you know, I don't know. I'm less confident than you. But what I said also is I still want to see him trade for a receiver. This still has to be about, you know, the growth of Dart and get him somebody out there without Neighbors. You know, it's good to have Slayton back a little bit. But and Robinson's looked better. You still have to treat this as if there's, you know, there's meaningful football, which of course they know. The only thing that I would add, and I'm not pushing back on moving on from Dable. I've been saying it for a long time. But it is important to say, you know, the present it properly. There's rebuilds, and then there's almost impossible rebuilds. Like, there's situations where a team is really good, and then they kind of lose their way for a little bit, and then you get a coach, and he comes in, and it's fairly quick, and they become competitive again. You know, the Giants were a 3-4-5-win team for the greater part of the last 12, 13 years. So the talent base was thin. The fan base was beat up. The executives were a disaster. Like after a while, it doesn't matter, but this was a really hard job for Dable. They had nothing.
Zach is calling from Long Island. What's up?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
In 2013, two brutal murders left the city of Davis, California, paralyzed in fear.
The victims were an elderly couple. It was up close and personal.
I'm 48 Hours correspondent Erin Moriarty. I thought I had seen it all until I encountered the mastermind behind those murders.
I think the word is psychotic.
This is 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders. Follow and listen to 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Zach.
Hey.
Zach.
Zach, what's going on, bud?
Okay.
He wanted to defend Dable,
Luke
too.
Luke is calling from where he couldn't do it. He changed his mind, obviously. He realized he couldn't do it. Luke is calling from Westchester. What's up, Luke?
Hey, guys, how you doing? Just real quick, you know, I'm a Giants fan, but thoughts and prayers out to the Mangold family. I mean, that anybody who's in football, anybody in life, that's a tough thing. So we're all thinking about that.
Sad,
so.
Man. We're going to get to it more. It's sad. It is absolutely sad.
Yeah, I know you guys are going to touch upon it. I mean, it caught me in shock because of everything that happened. It came out of nowhere, but if anybody's any human-like type of personality, you're sick to your stomach.
Yeah, well, that is the thing, Luke. It was shocking. Like, Maybe we shouldn't have been because we knew he needed a kidney transplant, but I didn't think it was like this.
I thought he had a lot of time. I really did.
Or at least sometime. This happened a couple of weeks ago. I was sickened when I saw that and shocked. Can't 41 years old. God, I mean, that's just
four kids.
God.
Definitely. Well, I've been on the chain and their whole situation there, okay? If you look at the Giants' defense, I was going to call last week. They should have never lost the Denver game. If anybody knows going out to Denver, is that you have to have a substitution pattern to play in that there. Mm-hmm. If you don't have a substitution pattern on defense, you're not going to win the game. And that's exactly what happened. Burns was practically dead out on the field. He couldn't even go. I mean, you knew every time Denver had the ball, they were going to score. So that was right there. But these
Luke,
guys,
you don't think the Giants? You don't think the Giants knew that? I mean, the altitude is not some new revelation here.
Well, I mean, I've gone through this. You know, I'm not going to say I'm a coach. I've been through that before when I went in there with no substitution pattern. Yep. I've lost the game. When I've gone into Denver with the substitution pattern, I've been right there in the fourth quarter, and I have won the game. So I have found that works. You know, everybody has different trials and tribulations that you go through, but I definitely think the air quality out there has a huge factor, and you have to have a game plan for that. But that's just me personally because of what I've been through in those situations. But I definitely think.
Well, where'd you coach?
In college, from the big time Division I colleges.
There you go. Nice, man.
Yeah, we were out there. We've had to play the teams out there in those situations. And trust me, I've asked athletic trainers. I've gone through the whole process. You have to have it. When you try to breathe that air in after your gas, and you try to take that breath in, and you're trying to get it back, and you saw what happened to Burns. That's exactly what happened.
I don't doubt that, Luke. Luke, I don't think any of us doubt that, and thank you for the call. But, you know, the Giants starters, especially, you know, once you get beyond the line of scrimmage and the, you know, the linebacker, like, their secondary is not even that good. So, I mean, I don't know what substitutes you want to lean on. They're pretty thin.
Yeah. That to me is not the excuse why they lost the game. I mean, you could say it was a factor, sure. It doesn't excuse you scoring 32, giving up 33 points in the fourth quarter. That's my issue with this whole thing. We're at the end of 8 weeks. We look at it again before Halloween and say, God, the Giants are 2-6 again. How the hell did this happen? Because it feels totally different. Well, it's understandable if you lose to Philadelphia and you split their season series. Actually, you'd sign for that before the year. What's not understandable or acceptable is the way that you coughed up a game in week two, which the way you played in New Orleans. Like, I'll give them New Orleans if they win week two. I'll give them New Orleans if they win week two and then again week seven against Denver. You can't have all three of those go against you. And that's something that's been happening in Dable's tenure outside of his first year. And even that year was like, you know, kind of the rebuild and just making the most of what he had to work with, which was not much. And they had great success. You can't completely fall off the cliff the next 3 years. And that's what happened. Whether it's not having a kicker, whether it's getting off to a slow start, whether it's blowing games late, the prevent defense. Too many of these things have happened that continue to add up to losses. And their record definitively shouldn't. They are better than a 2-6 team. And yet here we are again and they're 2-6.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think they're much better. I'm not going to argue in terms of they should have found a way to beat Denver and beat the Saints. I get it. But then I kind of offset that a little bit by beating good teams. Either way, they're not good, and the record says that here. The problem, though, is that, and this, it sucks, before November 1st, that this is already the conversation that we will have to have pretty much every day. Anytime we talk about the Giants, is about the head coach. He just doesn't have enough equity here.
But
he doesn't have the belief in the fan base where I don't think he's going to get much of a pass. I'm not even saying that he should.
But if you say they're not good enough, mm-hmm. then that's on everybody.
Oh, I agree. That's why I brought up Shane earlier.
Yeah, I'm saying
no question.
Well, because they should be. I believe they should be better. They found the quarterback. So what's the excuse? Like, this is not a. I don't look at this situation and say, well, they got the quarterback, but they need to rebuild everything else. That's what would happen in year one or year two. This is year four. That's. It shouldn't take you 15 years to build a roster. Like, Joe Shane could get the benefit of the doubt or the pass in year two, maybe a little bit in year three, not year four. So the hard part was finding the quarterback. And by the way, the quarterback that they had for the first 3 years is playing like an MVP the year he leaves them. So when you encompass everything, I think it is a clear, direct shot that Shane and Dable just have not been good enough. End of story. The record speaks for itself. What other players have done elsewhere also speaks for itself.
Yeah, player development and then, you know, utilizing players and putting them in the proper spot. I got you on all that. Think about this. The over-under for the Giants win total was, what, 5.5 coming in? So as Vegas, and again, not that they're always right. But
that was pre-Jackson Dart.
True. No, I get it. But it's generally a roadmap to get a sense of the talent base on each team. And, of course, they incorporate schedules, some circumstances, injury, preseason, whatever. But the people who do this for a living, the Sharps said, this team's not good. So we shouldn't be surprised by this. And they didn't say that the over-under was 5.5 because they didn't think that Dable can manage down the distance with 2 minutes to go in the fourth quarter in a divisional game. They said that the Giants would likely be in the neighborhood of 4 or 5 or maybe 6 wins because the roster is not good. and that goes back to Shane.
Right, but then when Jackson Dart took over, things changed.
I know, but he's still the rookie. He's still the rookie, Sal.
To me, it'd be different if they were 2-6 with Russell Wilson, and then we say now, okay, well, they got through a very difficult part of their schedule, and their season's over at 2-6. Now go to Jackson Dart. They fired the bullet with Jackson Dart going home early, and they're still not good enough. That, to me, means... Now, I don't know what the ownership is going to do.
Yeah.
But like, I don't know what more evidence we need to see to realize that Shane and Dable aren't it.
The only other thing that I would say is, so about the situation that you just had, let's say they stuck with Russ or even Jameis until now, and then they just fired the Dart bullet, and we're about to see what Dart is. Like, pretend we don't know yet. He hasn't played yet. It's been Russ and it's been Winston. Well, you know, waiting for that bullet to be fired, there, you know, at least we have the tangible, like the proof. Even though it may have been fired early, even though it's not going to change the Giants' season, some people think it was fired too late in terms of giving the reins to Dart. At least we know definitively they got the quarterback. So now, if they think that they can find a better GM, head coach duo, I'm all for it. I'm not saying that I wouldn't do that. But the biggest piece of the puzzle, ask the Jets, ask the Titans, ask the Browns, ask the other trash teams. We'll get to the Jets coming up. I'm happy for the franchise based on what happened with so many things yesterday. We will talk Jets. But the inability to find a quarterback, the Giants did the thing that's so evasive and elusive for so many. And that's what complicates this analysis, because we don't really believe in the coach. They're going to have another bad season, but you finally got the QB. That's crazy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
In 2013, two brutal murders left the city of Davis, California, paralyzed in fear.
The victims were an elderly couple. It was up close and personal.
I'm 48 Hours correspondent Erin Moriarty. I thought I had seen it all until I encountered the mastermind behind those murders.
I think the word is psychotic.
This is 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders. Follow and listen to 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.